I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 17th, 2020. KDE developer Roman Gilk has unveiled his KWin FT project, which contains drop-in replacements for both KDE's window manager and its accompanying Wayland library. Gilk aims to expand the window manager's support for Wayland while following modern development practices, and plans an opinionated but developer-centered approach to the project's future direction. While the fork has been criticized by former KWin maintainer Martin Flurser as being unnecessary, Gilk has described the current codebase as a mess with many deep and fundamental architectural flaws. Gilk started working on KWin for Valve Software last year, and it looks as though that experience helped lead to the current fork, which already includes his previous improvements to the window manager's composition pipeline. Ubuntu is starting to offer a rolling release kernel for clients on Amazon Web Services. While the Ubuntu 18.04 LTS release on AWS currently sits on top of version 4.15 of the Linux kernel, that's set to change, with version 5.3 due to be pushed out to users starting new Amazon machine images, and also to anyone performing a system update on an existing virtual machine. The update process will keep rolling forwards by progressively moving users to whatever version of the kernel is included in the latest interim Ubuntu release. While the chances of kernel regressions impacting virtual workloads are far lower than in bare metal scenarios, Ubuntu is providing a manual opt-out mechanism for anyone who wants to lock the base version of the kernel that their machines are running. Google has released a version of the gRPC Remote Procedure Calls framework for Kotlin. According to a recent Slash Data report, Kotlin is now the fastest-growing programming language, as well as being Google's preferred development platform for Android. The new gRPC framework provides drop-in classes and support for Kotlin coroutines, and can also be used in conjunction with Google's fully managed serverless compute platform. Finally today, the Paranoid Android custom ROM project is back in business. The project's last official release was back in 2017 with a build based on Android 7 Nougat. While newer beta versions of its ROM have appeared in the years since, the release of what the project is calling Quartz is the first that it feels is ready for general consumer use. Based on Android 10, the new ROM is initially available for a handful of phones that are popular with developers from the likes of OnePlus and Xiaomi, with support for more devices slated to be added over the next few weeks. The new images from Paranoid Android come with Google's apps already bundled in, which further sets them apart from those of other popular custom ROM projects, such as Lineage OS. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/145. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.